Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 177 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Steve Burgess's book, The Adventures of a Hypnotherapist, Was I Under? When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. I'm going to be reading from chapter 19. This is entitled, Foul is Fair and Fair is Foul, or The Terrible Fate of Witches. And this is what Steve has written. Liv, a Norwegian woman in her 60s, came to me suffering from extreme anxiety. She described it as being a constant heavy feeling which had been in her chest, neck and shoulders all day, every day, for several years. I asked her to describe the feelings, and without realising, she used words that immediately suggested to me that there was a past life involved somewhere. It feels as if something is tying me up across my chest, she said. Words which, as you will see, connected to the first past life that we entered. I have sometimes found that when a client describes their issue, especially if it is a physical problem or one that manifests itself in their body, that they unwittingly describe something that directly connects to the trauma in a past life that has caused their problem. One man with constant headaches said he felt like I've been shot in the head with a musket ball. And guess what? In a previous life, he had died in the English Civil Wars by being shot in the head, with, of course, a musket ball. A lady with back pain described it as like someone sticking a knife in my back. Someone else said that their irritable bowel syndrome stomach pain felt like I've been speared. And guess what? Yes, you've got it. They both died in this way in a past lifetime. So when Liv said that it felt like she'd been tied up, I guess there'd be something similar in a past life. I didn't say anything though, as I didn't want to lead her in any way. I actually expected that some of her anxiety would be caused by the number of deaths to close family members that she had experienced in this current lifetime. But I was surprised when her subconscious signalled, once we had entered trance, using the IMR signal, that there were no traumas in this life, but there were several past lives and some ancestral trauma causing the anxieties. She moved firstly into the life of one of her great-great-grandfathers, 4 generations ago. Throughout the regression, she was a little emotional and breathing in a distressed way as she shared with me the traumas as if she was in the body of her great-great-grandfather. I'm in a fishing boat on the sea in the middle of a storm. The sky's black and there are big waves. I'm in charge of the boat. The storm came out of nothing. I'm so scared. We can't make this. I feel heaviness in my chest. There are some of the men in the water. I can't help them. I feel so sad for those young boys. They had wives and children at home. Many of them are in the water shouting. I can't breathe and my shoulders feel as if they are hunched up. I feel the shame and I'm so sad that I can't help them. I'm in the water now, besides the boat. My hands feel so numb. I feel sadness and shame in my hands, shoulders and heart. I feel the light now. I'm starting to feel calm. Liv breathed deeply and relaxed. Her ancestor had obviously died and she had released the fear and guilt that had been passed down to her from him. Feelings that were locked in her body, causing her anxieties. Although this was a standard regression session, in which we release negative emotions to clear a problem in this lifetime, there is an unusual feature here which may need to be explained. You may ask, how can an ancestor pass down death trauma to another generation? It makes sense to acknowledge that traumas can be passed down through the genes. For example, if a trauma happens in your mother's life before you were born, then that trauma can be transmitted genetically to you. But how could the death of her great-great-grandfather come down in that way, as he was dying and couldn't physically pass it down through the family genes? When I first began working with ancestral trauma in regression, I believed that the only way in which to explore the trauma was passed down via the genes. But occasionally a client would explore a trauma, in the same way as Liv, which couldn't possibly be handed down in that way. It appears that it doesn't have to be transmitted physically, but it is a form of energy that is passed down in some way outside of the physical. How this happens, I don't know, and I can't explain it scientifically, but I have a feeling that it connects in some way to the strange world of quantum physics. I allowed Liv to relax for a couple of minutes before I asked her to move to something else that was causing her anxiety state, and soon she was in a past life. I'm alone in an old timber hut. I'm a woman, around 23 years old, and I'm wearing a long white dress. I feel tense, as if I'm waiting for something to happen. I'm listening, and I can hear a lot of people coming, and they're shouting. They want me. I'm saying that I haven't done anything wrong, but they say that I'm a witch because of the medicines that I make. They're laughing as they destroy everything, all of the herbal medicines that I make. Many of these people I have helped in the past. I feel betrayed. They take me out of the hut and burn it, and take me to a town where there are many people. How can they be like this when I've helped them? No one will listen to me. They put me in a prison cell for several days. I know what's happened. I was helping a man who had a sick wife. She's very sick, and I know that I can't help her. She's angry and accuses me of wanting to kill her because I want her man. But I don't. I just can't help her. Liv started to cry, and her voice sounded more and more desperate as she went on. I feel a big pain in my heart. Her husband believes her, and after she died, he accuses me of killing her, and he'll tell that to the authorities. I have pain all over my body. She was always jealous of me. It feels so bad to be accused of something I didn't do. I'm in the prison, and I feel so sad. I know I'm going to die. I just give up. She started to shake and breathe rapidly. Her body twisted as if she was trying to get away, and she gasped out her words. They take me to the water, put me in a boat and row me out onto the water. My hands and feet are tied. A rope is around my chest so I can't move my arms. There are many people watching. I ask them to defend me, but they don't. I've helped so many of them. I'm so angry. How can they do this to me? In my head, I'm promising myself that I'll never use this knowledge again. I'm staring at a man who's guarding me in the boat. I helped him too, but he pushes me into the water. It's dark water and I have no chance. Liv continued to kick and writhe for a few seconds before she suddenly relaxed and she was calm. I see the light and I feel calm as I float above everything. It's finished. Although the life was over, I asked her if there was anything else that she needed to be aware of. And she told me that the woman who had been treated and said that she'd wanted to kill her was intensely angry, firing real hate at her in the past life. She cursed Liv and wanted the worst for her forever, which shocked Liv as she was only trying to help her. We did some work to release the curse and to send it back with love from whence it came. And once this was done and Liv felt that it had been laid to rest, she came out of the trance. I'm never sure about curses. In other words, how real and effective they actually are. I have colleagues who place much store in the reality of curses and believe that a curse can affect someone over many lifetimes, but I don't know if this is really possible. However, just to be on the safe side, I treat them seriously, and if one comes through in a regression session, I usually work to neutralize it. Today I was reading from Steve Burgess's book, The Adventures of a Hypnotherapist. Was I Under? If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And my book, Verified Near-Death Experiences, is out now on Amazon, and you can get it in other great bookshops. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife, or click on the button on my homepage at pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And just so you know, if you're a patron, you get a 25% discount when you book a past life regression with me. And I'm offering a free consultation call, which can be booked on my website. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.